Hello, and welcome to the Lauder Podcast. This is your host, Danielle Rochford. Today, Lauder student James Chushaw from the Lauder Arabic program will be discussing his experience with the Lauder summer immersion and the start to his school year. James, you ready to get started?
Yep.
Awesome. So first off, can you tell me about yourself, some of your background and work experience?
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. So I'm American in terms of nationality. I went to Brigham Young University in Utah, and I graduated from there in 2013 with a dual degree in Arabic, Arabic language and economics. And after I graduated, I worked for Goldman Sachs in Salt Lake City for about 2.5 years as a operations analyst. And then I decided I wanted to try and move to a front office role. So I applied for a number of jobs and ended up getting a job with State Street Bank in Boston in a front off position as a market risk analyst on their prime brokerage desk. So it was a pretty specialized area of finance that I was in, but you know, overall it was kind of an operations risk management role.
Great. And can you go into some of your international experience?
Yeah, sure. So I did a 2-year Mormon mission when I was 19, and I went to France, and I also lived in Luxembourg and Switzerland a little bit. So I, you know, picked up French there, and overall had it was really good 2 years where I learned a lot about myself and a lot about French culture and some of the challenges facing France today. And then when I got back, I started studying Arabic. I can go into that a little bit more detail on that later. But I started studying Arabic, and I had a number of opportunities to do an internship and then a couple of study abroads in Morocco and Jordan during my undergrad. And then my work experience has been entirely U.S.-based, so most of my international experience came from my undergrad time.
Great. Thank you. And so next, how did you hear about the Lauder program?
That's a good question. I think that there came a time in my career at State Street where things were going pretty well. I was due for a promotion. I was due for a pretty big raise, and I was getting a little bit more established in my role. And I decided that I wanted to, like, I wasn't completely set on that career path. So I kind of started, and you know, since I was getting a little bit more older and a little bit more established, I figured now was the time if I was going to do grad school to look into doing grad school. And because of my international background and some of my, you know, language and cultural experiences in the past, I was just looking at dual degree programs. And so I started just looking to see if some of the elite MBA schools had dual degree programs, and a lot of them do. So like Booth does, for example. Obviously, Harvard has a number of dual degree programs. So I think I really just kind of found it doing some research on my own. And then I got in contact with, you know, a friend who had done his MBA at Wharton. I asked him if he knew anyone who had done Lauder, and he put me in contact with someone. So I was able to learn about the program from him as well.
That's great. And what specifically made you apply to Lauder and not just Wharton only?
Like I was saying, I felt like I was in a pretty good spot in my career. And I felt that if I was to go back to grad school, I wanted it to have something beyond just kind of like a business component. I felt like I had built up a pretty decent like technical skill set. I felt like I had, you know, kind of proven that I could advance within finance, within financial services. And, you know, obviously I wanted to kind of try and pivot and maybe do other things with my career. And that was a big reason for me going back to grad school. But I also wanted something that was a little bit more differentiating, and also something that would just kind of cater to my international side, which had been more or less dormant for the time that I was working in financial services after I graduated. So and I was also a dual degree student as an undergrad, so it just felt kind of like a natural fit to me.
Nice. And so you're in the Arabic language program, and you're studying the Samina region. Can you tell me about why specifically you wanted to do that, especially since you already have other language abilities?
Yeah. So I did my 2-year mission in France, and I learned French. I felt like I got to be very familiar with French language and French culture and everything. During my mission, I met quite a few Arabs, and I really got to know some of them pretty well and learn a little bit about their culture and their religion. So that kind of piqued my interest. So when I went back, to BYU, I decided to take an Arabic class. And that kind of set off a chain reaction of events where by the end of my time there, I'd done some study abroads, and it just kind of seemed like opportunities just kept on coming up to further my knowledge of the language. That said, Arabic is a much more challenging language, in my opinion, than French, especially for a native English speaker. And so I guess I've always kind of felt like I never felt like I quite mastered Arabic in the same way that I had felt comfortable with French. And so I guess I've always kind of felt like I've had some unfinished business in Arabic and kind of in the region. And I think in addition to that, I just really enjoy studying the language. It's kind of sitting down with a Arabic news article is almost kind of like figuring out like a crossword puzzle. It's like there's all these rules that you have to follow, and it's a different alphabet. So it's just kind of almost like an intellectual challenge for me in a lot of ways. And I've just, I guess last thing I'll say is I've just found that when I spend time there and when I spend time studying a language and a culture that's so different from my own, I learn a lot about myself and about, I think it just helps broaden my perspective as well.
It's great. The crossword puzzle was a great comparison. Many prospective students are curious about the day-to-day aspects of the summer immersion. So can you go into details about how your 8 weeks were spent?
Sure. So for the first 5 weeks, we were specifically in Tunisia. It was me and two other students on the Arabic track. We lived with host families, which I understand is not very common. I think we were the only track to actually live with host families during our summer immersion. But we had 5 weeks of pretty intense language instruction. So every day at 9 o'clock, we would go to a local institute that we partnered with. It was really good. I mean, the quality of instruction we received was very, very high. And we would have classes every day. So we'd have like about, depending on the day, we'd have 4 or 5 hours of language instruction. I happened to be in a class by myself. So it was effectively one-on-one tutoring for the 5 weeks. Throughout the week, we'd have additional one-on-one like mentoring and tutoring sessions. We'd do those a couple times a week with both the instructors at the institute and then also our language instructor, Dr. Millie. And then in addition to that, I would say probably 2 to 4 times a week, depending on the week, we would either have a lecture from a local professor or academic. We would do a company visit. So we visited an Islamic bank. We visited Microsoft in Tunisia as a couple of examples. We would have those visits and those lectures probably 2 to 4 times a week. Those were all in Arabic. So that was kind of another way to study the language. And then on the weekends, we would typically, I think probably on 3 or 4 out of the 5 weekends, we did a number of, kind of regional trips. So we went to Djerba in Tunisia, which is an island that is relatively famous and especially for its Jewish community and the south of Tunisia. Well, we visited the desert. We went to a town called Binzert at the top of kind of in the northernmost part of Tunisia as well. And there we'd do cultural activity. We'd go see kind of the tourist sites, but we'd also meet up with like smaller local NGOs that were involved in different economic activities. So, for example, in Djerba, our guide had an organization that focused on promoting tourism as a way to strengthen and sustain local industries. So we visited a carpet weaver, we visited a calligrapher. So it was pretty cool. And most of these visits were all in Arabic as well. And then living with the host family was also a really good experience. I felt like it was especially a good way to kind of get used to the Tunisian dialect, which was quite a bit different than the other dialects that I had studied in the past, and also a really good way to get to know Tunisian cuisine as well. So every day our host family would make dinner and breakfast for us. So it was also, got to try a lot of different Tunisian dishes as well.
Yeah, that's always fun. Can you also talk about your experience with the regional program, what that
yeah.
was like?
Oh, yeah, sure. So the regional program, so after our 5 weeks in Tunisia, we met up with the Hindi track in India, and we spent about 4 to 6 days. And first it was Delhi, then Hyderabad, and then we went to Dubai, and then we went to Cairo. And so in each of those places, we did a number of company visits and visiting politicians and journalists and academics and just different organizations in the region. And, you know, each country and each city had something of a theme. So, for example, you know, Dubai's theme was about, you know, how do you create a culture or how do you create and sustain a local culture in a country where 90% of the population are expats? Like, what does it mean to be a citizen of the Emirates? We visited companies such as Noon.com, which is essentially a homegrown competitor to Amazon. We visited a cultural center that is working to preserve Emirati culture in Sharjah, which is one of the Emirates that make up the UAE. So yeah, it was pretty intense. We did probably three to six visits a day. We had cultural activities kind of interspersed in there, so we could see different things like the pyramids or some of the more commonly visited areas. And, you know, we had papers to write. We had a couple lectures from our regional coordinator as well. So it was overall it was a very intense 8 weeks in total. And I think definitely the last 3 weeks were especially intense because we were, you know, traveling so much and trying to fit so much in.
And I know you just recently started the Lauder program in early May, but can you tell us somewhat about the Lauder coursework and the community of students?
Sure. So I guess I'll start with the Lauder coursework. So basically, you take about two classes of Lauder coursework after your summer immersion per semester. This is on top of the GKL. It's basically a big research project that counts as your master's thesis for the Lauder program. You form a team of 4 to 5 other students, and you come up with a research topic, and you can get funding for it, and then you go do research on that. So that's something that kind of goes on for those full two years. Then, in terms of the two classes that you take, if you haven't gotten to superior in the language, like me, you continue to take language classes. So I'm enrolled in an Arabic class right now. And then the other class that we take, I guess, is not sure how to refer to it other than just to call it Mauro's class. So it's a class on political economy. Everyone in Lauder takes it, so you still get to see everyone who you met with in May and have gotten to know over the summer. So far, we've had, I'm not sure what it's going to be like over the next couple semesters, but so far it's been very practical and hands-on. So we've had different panels from Lauder alumni who've come and talked to us about various topics like entrepreneurship and leadership and different things like that. So then in terms of the Lauder community of students, you know, it's very diverse. I think almost everybody in there is either international or maybe second or third generation immigrants or new to the United States. And, you know, if they're not, then they've had extensive experience abroad. So it's not uncommon to talk to someone who speaks, you know, 3 or 4 different languages. But on the whole, like, you know, we had our time in May together where we all got to know each other very well. So you really create like a very strong community and a very strong family within kind of the broader Wharton experience. And, you know, it's a great resource to have. It was especially nice in August when everyone is trying to awkwardly get to know each other to have kind of a group of 70 plus ready-made friends that you can always rely on to be at certain events. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great community overall.
It's good. And you mentioned that both your Wharton and Lauder classes keep you pretty busy. What are some tactics that you use to sort of balance the two programs?
I feel like I'm still kind of in the throes of, I guess, figuring that out. But in terms of, you have your Wharton classes, you have your Lauder classes, you have a whole bunch of different obligations across different things, and you just kind of make it work, I guess.
Yeah. And then are there any specific clubs or events that you plan on taking part in?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm particularly interested in going into banking, and I'm looking into doing restructuring banking as well. So I've joined the Wharton Restructuring and Distressed Investing Club. There's a number of different treks that students can go on, which is, again, this is through Wharton. So it's basically you just go somewhere for a weekend or a couple of days and you visit 6 to 10 different companies that are kind of a part of the broader theme that you're looking at. So there's that, you know, the finance club is kind of the club that you join if you're going into investment banking. Those are the clubs that I'm probably going to be most involved in from a professional perspective. But, you know, there's tons of other clubs as well, some of which I guess complement my like lottery experience. So I'm going to do the Middle East North Africa club. There's a barbecue for them later today. And then, you know, there's other just clubs like yoga, running. There's a storytellers club, which I went to an event last week, which I thought was really fantastic. And it's basically you just go to a bar and you have 8 to 10 people get up and talk about their life, you know, talk about or they share a story from their life experience. And yeah.
Yeah, lots of neat clubs.
Yeah.
And what are you planning on majoring in at Wharton?
That one is still to be determined. I will probably do something along the lines of either organizational effectiveness or general management. I kind of alluded to this earlier, but I feel like I already have a pretty solid background in kind of finance and some of the more technical skills. As part of kind of my Wharton and Lauder experience, I plan on, I guess, focusing on more of some of the softer skills, such as like leadership and persuasion and different things like that I feel like I might be lacking in a little bit more than some technical abilities.
Got it. And can you tell me about your short and long-term career plans and how the Wharton Lauder program fits into those objectives?
Yeah. You know, in terms of the short term, like I said, I'm planning on recruiting for investment banking. Still kind of trying to figure out where exactly I'm going to do that, whether that be New York or London or even Chicago, since my wife and I are both from the Midwest. So I'd love to get kind of the experience and the credentials that investment banking brings. And this is kind of a way of moving away from having a very specialized skill set in finance to having a little bit more of a generalist skill set and background. Over the long term, you know, I feel like that's something that I'm still figuring out. I don't know if I have a very good answer for that. But, you know, in terms of Wharton Lauder, I think Wharton is just a great brand name to have. The resources that they have here are really incredible for getting you connected with different firms and different alumni and different like resources such as online, you know, financial training and stuff like that. And Lauder is just great because of its community and its super, super strong alumni network. So just as an example of this, the Lauder second year students who did banking over the summer have been extremely helpful and extremely organized and kind of passing along some of their experience from recruiting for investment banking. So we had they sat us down last Thursday, I think it was, and we just talked for 2.5-3 hours about the investment banking recruiting process. And they just gave us a lot of tips and advice and help on that. And they've been more than willing to meet with us. So I think definitely in terms of kind of the short term, getting an internship and getting a job once you graduate, you know, Wharton definitely has that kind of brand name and it has a lot of resources. But I think more than anything, the Lauder community and its kind of and its internal strength will play a really large role in kind of helping me achieve those career objectives. As far as my Arabic experience goes, I'm still kind of trying to figure out if that's something I want to really pursue professionally or not. But, you know, because of Lauder, like I at least have that option to look into over the long term. I'm not sure that's the best answer to that question, but, you know, I think overall, like, one of the big reasons for me coming to grad school was to kind of explore other options, maybe move into a more generalist field. And the amount of resources that are at both Wharton and Lauder that allow me to kind of explore and just talk to people who've done so many different things and have very different backgrounds, you know, definitely is helping me achieve my objective of kind of trying to figure out what it is that I want to do long term.
Well, thank you. That's a great plan. And it's good to hear that the Lauder Love community is there to help everyone and be there for Lauder students. So thank you for taking the time to speak with me, and thanks to those who are listening. If anyone would like to learn more about the Lauder program, please visit us at lauder.wharton.upenn.edu.